This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إذا نطرح
لمشروع مثل هذه
ما قالوا لك
لما نشوف يوم الاثنين كم تأخذ من المال للتأويل لهذا المصودة إلى ما تراها في جديد سنشوف قدرة عملي أنت ماذا تفهم؟ كم سيكون؟ كثير لأن فقط في proofreading editing هو 50 جناح بريطانية
في
1000 كلمة
والكتاب كم كلمة؟
كثير مع الجداول والعربية والحيات سنشوف
خلينا نجيه من طريق واحد بريطاني
مسلم مصري
مصري بريطاني
وشركته يعني تخصيصه في المخطوطات الإسلامية وترجمة وهذا
الموضوع كنت أظن أنه سيطردك ready okay. كنت أظن أنه سيطردك يعني ما في إلا أنا وأنت ما في مشكلة جئنا ونبدأ تأكدوا أنه وصل اللينك
نعم
وصل اليوم الرابع صح؟
13
الرابع بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد اليوم الرابع من شهر رجب 13 من شهر رجب 1444 الموافق للرابع من شهر فبراير 2023 نواصل درسنا في هذا الكتاب المبارك بلوغ المرام أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يبارك فينا وفيما نتعلمه وأن يغفر لنا الزلات ويغفر للمؤلف ويرفع درجته في العليين So today, inshallah, we'll be dealing with the hadith of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قاتل لتكون كلمة الله هي العليا فهو في سبيل الله. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم whoever fights with the intention that the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becoming the highest on top of every word فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ meaning the one who is fighting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to please Allah because you have different purposes for the jihad somebody is doing it intiqam and somebody intiqam means taking revenge somebody is doing it hamiyatan yeah because his tribe have been attacked he is just going to fight because of this somebody is doing it to defend this and that so who is doing فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ somebody is doing it just to become famous. Yeah, because he has the skills, so he wants to show others that he is a person who has these skills. So who is the one who is considered as fi sabilillah? يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قاتل لتكون كلمة الله هي العليا فهو في سبيل الله. The one whose intention in his fight and jihad is for the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the highest and on top of every word, which means Islam prevailing in a place, this is the one that is making it fi sabilillah. قال وفي الحديث هنا اختصار ولفظ عن أبي موسى الأشعري أنه قال أعرابي للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الرجل يقاتل للمغنم والرجل يقاتل ليذكر والرجل يقاتل ليرى مكانه فمن في سبيل الله قال من قاتل لتكون كلمة الله هي العليا فهو في سبيل الله. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari said a Bedouin came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because this hadith that we just recited is shortened, it's more the summarized version of the longest one. So the longest version of the hadith is the one that says a Bedouin came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said ya Rasulullah الرجل يقاتل للمغنم Somebody is fighting so that he can get the booty, is tanganima. He's going there for the dunya. you know, because in this ummah, it is halal for us to get the ghanima. So he was there just because of that. وَرَجُلُ يُقَاتِلُ لِيُذْكَرُ And somebody is fighting so that he will be mentioned among the warriors. وَرَجُلُ يُقَاتِلُ لِيُرَى مَكَانَهُ And somebody is fighting so that his position will be known, you know, to everyone that he is among the heroes and the warriors. وَرَجُلُ يُقَاتِلُ لِيُرَى مَكَانَهُ فَمَنْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ So who is the one that is فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ قَالَ مَنْ قَاتَلَ لِتَكُونَ كَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ هِيَ الْعُلِيَ So the Prophet ﷺ gave him the general principle that فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ is only counted for somebody who is fighting to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why last time we said, you don't call everyone who died in the battlefield shaheed. Right? Because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is in the heart. قُلْ كُلٌّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِهِ فَرَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ هُوَ أَهْدَى سَبِيلًا So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala هو الوحيد الذي يعلم المخبأ والمستور والنوايا المستورة So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who knows the عمل القلب. You know, that thing which you are hiding. You know, I can show you that I am this and that, but Allah knows I am not that person. Yeah, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ فَأَحْذَرُوهُ اعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ فَأَحْذَرُوهُ Meaning you can deceive everyone, but you can't deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because Allah knows what is deep down, you know, makmoon inside your heart. قال والحديث دليل على أن القتال في سبيل الله يكتب على أن القتال في سبيل الله يكتب أجره لمن قاتل لتكون كلمة الله العليا. The only one who gets the ajr, the reward for the qital fi sabilillah, is somebody who was doing it for the sake of Allah, so that the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be on top of every word. ومفهومه أن من خلى عن هذه الخصلة فليس في سبيل الله. And we learn from this that whoever stays away from this attitude, this reason, this objective, this goal, then he is not doing it في سبيل الله. قال هو من مفهوم الشرط. You know the مفهوم الشرط, مفهوم الصفة. These are all مفاهيم of مخالفة, right? That we study in, you know, usul, if you still remember, right? مفهوم الشرط. So إذا يوجد الحكم حيثما وجد الشرط إذا لم يوجد الشرط فالحكم ينتفي بمفهوم المخالفة. ومفهومه أن من خلى عن هذه الخصلة, because he says من قاتل لتكون كلمة الله هي العليا, يعني أن من لم يقاتل لهذا الغرض فليس قتاله في سبيل الله. قال مفهومه أن من خلى عن هذه الخصلة فليس في سبيل الله, وهو من مفهوم الشرط. ويبقى الكلام فيما إذا انضم إليه قصد غيرها وهو المغنم مثلا, هل هو في سبيل الله أو لا. يعني this one went precisely for the غنيمة, this one went precisely for the ذكر, this one went precisely for this and that. But if we have another one who went for the sake of Allah, but at the same time also to get the ghanima. And he's doing it, if you check his heart, he is doing it because he hates to see the word of kufr on top of Islam. But at the same time also he has the tama of the ghanima. Allah says, minkum man yuridu dunya wa minkum man yuridu al-akhirah. And also, وَتَوَدُّونَ غَيْرَ ذَاتِ الشَّوْكَةِ أن غير ذات الشوكة تكون لكم وإذ يعدكم الله إحدى الطائفتين أنها لكم وتودون أن غير ذات الشوكة تكون لكم يعني they love to see the other one, which is the other one, غنيمة يعني إما الشهادة إما الغنيمة but they, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows in their heart they want the غنيمة but في سبيل الله is there yeah, في سبيل الله is there they love the شهادة but people are not prepared during the battle of Badr to fight or even the strong defense against any attack on them at that moment. قال الطبري إنه إذا كان أصل المقصد أو المقصد إعلاء كلمة الله لم يضر ما حصل من غيره ضمنا. So it's originally a person came here to promote Islam and to make sure that Islam is on top of everything. So At-Tabari says some other things also which comes into the heart will not affect that original maqsad. You get it? If the maqsad al-asasi huwa i'la'u kalimatillah, then it doesn't harm the intention. Yeah, he went to fight for the sake of Allah, but he knows that the result of fighting is either shahada or victory, and he loves to have the victory so that he can get the ghanima. But what brought him to the place is to raise up the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the statement of the Tabari. وَبِذَلِكَ قَالَ الْجُمْهُورِ. Most of the scholars also see this, because it's very clear, right? Otherwise, many people will lose everything, you know. And human nature is inclining towards this. And since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it halal, why did he make it halal? Because the soul loves it, right? And he tells us that if you get the ghanima, and why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, مَنْ قَتَلَ قَتِيلًا لَهُ عَلَيْهِ بَيِّنًا فَلَهُ صَلَبُهُ. If you can confirm that you are the one who killed this person, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you have the salab of this person. What is the salam? Whatever that person brought to the battlefield, it will be given to you. Yeah. Whatever he brought, it will be given to you. Unless if it is too much. At the time of Umar, somebody got that it was so much. I forgot what exactly was that, but it was so much wealth. So Umar said, we have to share. We cannot give you all of this. And the rest of the Mujahideen, they stay with only a little, they're sharing everything. But we recognize your right, yeah. By right, you do have a right to take it, but this is too much. So please do understand our concern. We're going to take some. So the Imam has a right to do that. The Imam has a right to do that. As also he has a right, siyasatan, also to cancel this, if that is a benefit. And that's why Umar canceled the whole ghanima, actually. Completely. No. The whole Mujahideen. Ard al-Iraq, lama futihat, you know, it used to be called Ard al-Sawad, because it's a green place. You know. One of the best places, you know, is that place, Ard al-Sawad. So, tasluhu lizira'ah. So everyone is looking for that. So when the Muslim got that place, Bilal wa jama'atuhu, so Umar was supposed to distribute it, but he said, no, Muslim Ummah are in need of this land. And as such, please do sacrifice your right. It should remain under the Baytul Mal for the whole Muslim. Bilal wa ashabuhu, they were the one who conquered the place. They said, no, Allah gave us the place. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us the place. This is our right. You have to give us our right. Umar was fighting. They were fighting almost. At the end of the day, he said, Allahumma kfini sharra bilalin wa ashabihi. So subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them to one of the battles. They got the shahada, all of them. And Umar went back there, and all of them. And no Bilal, no ashabu kullum, akhadahum Allah azza wa jalla. Subhanallah. I found it very interesting the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ardaha ulai wa ardaha Umar radiallahu. Because when they go to him, ma indallahi khayrun lahum mimma yuridunahu. Yeah, so they got the shahada, and Umar, khalas, now he has a chance to apply his siyasa with no mu'arid, bila mu'arada. So the siyasatan, the ra'is, the leader, has the right to modify these type of things. There are things which are called thawabit in Islam. This one cannot change. This is the one that fadilatuhu, our ashab al-fadila nowadays, those guys, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them. Yani yunsabuna ilayna. They are attributed to us, but they are calling upon readdressing the al-qira'a, reinterpreting the religion. Yeah. Including the thawabit, you know. It's not about ijtihadat al-sabiqa, la. Including the thawabit, you have to reinterpret the religion to fit the modern time. Yeah, so we have all of these lunatic fringes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yahdi uqulana wa yahfazana min az-zahl. So thawabit ma taghayyar, lakin but these ones, these types of matters that are affecting the maslaha of the ummah, the ra'is can say something, because originally they were based on ijtihad also. Many of them, they are based on ijtihad, but the one that came from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we understood that it could possibly be, changed, you know, and readdressed, the leader can address the matter again, right? And that's why Umar did. I mean, in the case of Khamr, Umar did. He added 40 lashes. In the case of Talaq, Umar used to hold them responsible of the talaq if a person divorced his wife 3 times at once, which used to be considered in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as one talaq. Yeah, these are all political issues, you know, that they are under the discretion of the leader. Whenever there is a need, they can do it in the way, bi-ithnillahi azza wa jalla, it will bring more maslaha to the ummah, because that ruling was there in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say anything that shows that this couldn't be modified by the authority only, not us. You know, those authority, when there is a very strong need for them to do that, if they do it, they might be given permission to do that. Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayrawani says, Umar bin Abdulaziz said, تُحْدَثُ أَوْ تَحْدُثُ لِلنَّاسِ أَقْضِيَةٌ تُحْدَثُ لِلنَّاسِ أَقْضِيَةٌ بِقَدْرِ مَا أَحْدَثُوهُ مِنَ الْفُجُورِ. And you provide new rules, you know, to address the matters of the ummah, you know, in relation to the new crime they committed. You know, in the time of Umar, this is exactly what happened. These are new crimes which were not in existence, you know, in that much in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So because of this, Umar increased the punishment because he did not understand from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam restriction. والحديث يحتمل أنه لا يخرج عن كونه في سبيل الله ما قصد التشريك. And the hadith also can confirm this this opinion of the vast majority of the scholars. If a person's intention originally is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but since Allah legalized the dunya that might come along with it, and he loves also to get that, this does not affect his intention. لأنه قاتل لكلمة لتكون كلمة الله هي العليا ويتأكد بقوله ليس عليكم جناح أن تبتغوا فضلا من ربكم. Yeah, that's what I wanted to quote actually in Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there's no problem, you know, you go for Hajj, but go with the intention of also doing business in Makkah at the same time. Yeah, so that's ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why he even called it فضلا من ربكم, you know, فضل from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you go for Hajj, but you have also intention to engage in business, you know. فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَا يُنَافِي فَضِلَةَ الْحَجِّ, because it doesn't contradict the virtue of the Hajj. فَكَذَلِكَ فِي غَيْرِهِ فَعَلَى هَذَا الْعُمْدَةُ الْبَاعِثُ عَلَى الْفِعْلِ. فَإِنْ كَانَ هُوَ إِلَاءُ كَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ لَمْ يَضُرَّهُ مَنْ ضَافَ إِلَيْهِ. So the umda, if the umda is to raise up and to bring the kalima of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make it the highest on top of everything, then whatever comes and attached to it of the love for the dunya also that usually comes together with it, that will not affect the main intention. قال فإن كان هو إعلاء كلمة الله لم يضره من ضاف إليه ضمنا. Yeah, ضمنا, right? Yeah, so the asas is إعلاء كلمة الله. But taba'an, since something might come, so you love also to see that thing is coming, it doesn't affect your original intention. وَبَقِيَ الْكَلَامُ فِيمَا لَوِ اسْتَوَى الْقَصْدَانِ. So now we have the issue that remains with us is when you have the balance between the two qasd, the two intentions. Yeah, he is here for the dunya and for the إِلَاءُ كَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ. If he knows that the dunya will not be happening, he might just cancel and run away. Because he came for both of them. قال فظاهر الحديث والآية لا يضر. So the apparent meaning of the hadith and the ayah is confirming that as long as the pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there, then inshallah it will not harm a person. إلا أنه أخرج أبو داود والنسائي من حديث أبي أمامة بإسناد جيد قال جاء رجل فقال يا رسول الله أرأيت رجلا غزا يلتمس الأجر والذكر ما له؟ قال لا شيء له. فعاد ثلاثا كل ذلك يقول لا شيء له. ثم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى لا يقبل من العمل إلا ما كان خالصا وابتغي به وجهه. So Al-Amir Sanani says, if you look at the apparent meaning of the ayah and the hadith, you might say, okay, it's fine. Yeah, even that one also could be fine. But if we look at the hadith, which is collected by Abu Dawud and Nasa'i, this hadith, which is also having isnad that is jayid, he says, a person came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, أرأيت رجلا غزا يلتمس الأجر والذكر? What do you think about a person who fight the enemies of Allah? And the purpose of that fight is to get reward and also to be mentioned by the community. And so that the community will mention his name, will praise him. You want the praise from the people. ما له? What does he get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? قال لا شيء له. Said nothing. فعادها ثلاثة. He repeated that three times. كل ذلك يقول لا شيء له. In all instances, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is telling him لا شيء له. Doesn't have anything. ثم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لا يقبل من العمل إلا ما كان خالصا وابتغي به وجهه. And then he told him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept from any person any act of worship except that which was done solely for his sake. وَبْتُغِيَ بِهِ وَجْهُ. And the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sorted by that. You know, that person is looking for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the thing that was driving him to fight for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَكْبَرُ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ إِلَّا مَا كَانَ خَالِصًا وَبْتُغِيَ بِهِ وَجْهُ. قلت فيكون هذا دليلا على أنه إذا استوى الباعثان الأجر والذكر مثلا بطل الأجر ولعل بطلانه هنا لخصوصية طلب الذكر لأنه انقلب عمله للرياء. So he says we learn from this hadith that if you have that balance in terms of the ajr, the akhirah and the dunya, which I said a person most likely if the dunya side is going to be removed, he might not be doing it at all. Then in this case, the hadith is showing that this person lost everything. So Al-Amin Sanani was explaining, it might be the reason that when you mix the dunya in this way with the akhirah, then the amal turned into riya. The amal turned into riya. So the second intention is dominating, you know, the position. In the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with him in that way. وَالْرِيَاءُ مُبْتِلٌ لِمَا يُشَارِكُهُ بِخِلَافِ طَلَبِ الْمَغْنِمِ. But and the riya is what? So Al-Amir Sanani is trying to say that the hadith is restricted to issues of this nature. Right? And بِخِلَافِ الْمَغْنِمِ, yani fighting so that you will be praised by others, others will mention your skills, you know, to the community that you're warriors, you are this and that. He says, this is different from the maghnam, فَإِنَّهُ لَا يُنَافِي الْجِهَاد. This is different from the ghanima, because this one doesn't negate the intention for the jihad. بَلْ إِذَا قَصَدَ أَنْ يَأْخُذَ الْمَغْنَمِ إِغَاظَةً لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ وَالْإِنْتِفَاعِ بِهِ عَلَى الطَّاعَ كَانَ لَهُ أَجْرٌ. And he says, and in fact, if the person is intending actually to get the ghanima so that those enemies, the mushrikeen, will see him getting the ghanima and that will make them angry more, he will get reward for this actually. But you can see until now we're going to the specific intention, right? We remain in the general overview of the situation that if there is a balance between the dunya and the akhirah, it might destroy the amal of that person. فَإِنَّهُ تَعَلَىٰ يَقُولُ وَلَا يَنَالُونَ مِنْ عَدُوٍ نَيْلًا إِلَّا كُتِبَ لَهُمْ بِهِ عَمَلٌ صالح. You know, they will never do something that will, you know, put those enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the state of hardship, will make them angry, will make them depressed, you know, put them in the state of difficulty. إِلَّا كُتِبَ لَهُمْ بِهِ عَمَلٌ صَالِحٌ. Except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write for them عَمَلٌ صَالِحٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write for them عَمَلٌ صَالِحٌ in the book of record. And In the other ayah, the same place, different types of activities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, illa kutiba lahum. Those activities, the same thing will be written in the book. لِيَجْزِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to get those activities to come all the way to the day of judgment, then the reward will be decided there. SubhanAllah. You can see the difference and the virtue of those heavy activities that they were doing. قَالَ وَالْمُرَادُ النَّيْلُ الْمَأْذُونُ بِهِ شَرَعًا. So the meaning here, النَّيْل, doing something, getting something from the kuffar which will make them annoyed, but we are referring to the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permits. But there are some which are not permissible, like muthla, the mutilation. Even if they do it with us, we don't do. We advise not to go for that. Allah says, وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا أُوقِبْتُمْ بِهِ وَلَئِنْ صَبْرَتُمْ لَهُ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ. وَفِي قَوْلِهِ مَنْ قَتَلَ قَتِيلًا فَلَهُ سَلَبُهُ قَبْلَ الْقِتَالِ دَلِيلٌ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ لَا يَنَافِي قَصْدَ الْمَغْنَمِ الْقِتَالِ. So, and also the Prophet said, whoever kills somebody, فَلَهُ سَلَبُهُ. You have the salab of that person. And this shows that, yes, it is okay for somebody to have the intention of getting the ghanima. Yeah, right? Because the result of jihad is either shahada, or you got the victory, and the ghanima also attached to it. So if a person has some interest in that ghanima, it doesn't affect his main qasd and intention. قال بل ما قاله إلا ليجتهد السامع في قتال المشركين. So the Prophet actually was saying it so that those people will have the courage to be motivated to fight more and more. قال وفي البخاري من حديث أبي هريرة قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن تدب الله عز وجل لمن خرج في سبيله لا يخرجه إلا إيمان به وتصديق برسوله أن أرجعه بما نال من أجل أو غنيمة أو أدخله الجنة. الله أكبر. In a hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announced and also recommended and motivated people and announced to them that whoever fights the enemies, and I'm sorry, whoever goes out of his house, fi sabilihi, fi sabilillah, to fight the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fi sabilillah, la yukhrijuhu illa imanun bi, al-dhamir ya'udu ila Allah azza wa jal, wa tasdiqun bi rasuli. Nothing took him out of his house except his iman. Strong iman that he has in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also his testimony, acceptance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised him an urji'ahu bima nala min ajrin. I bring him back, promise to bring him back together with that which he got of the ajr, aw ghanimatin, aw ghanima, aw udkhilahu al-jannah, or I take him to paradise. Subhanallah. So if he dies, as long as he is going there, Iman, wahtisaban, so he get either ajr or ghanima together with the ajr, and also he will be getting jannah if he is to be killed at that place for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَخْفَ أَنْ هَذِهِ الْأَخْبَارُ دَلِيلٌ عَلَى جَوَازِ التَّشْرِيكِ النِّيَّةِ إِذِ الْإِخْبَارُ بِهِ يَقْتَدِي ذَلِكَ غَالِبًا ثُمَّ إِنَّهُ قَدْ يَقْصُدُ الْمُشْرِكُونَ لِمُجَرَّدِ قد يقصد المشركين لمجرد نهب أموالهم كما خرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بمعه في غزوة بدر لأخذ عيد المشركين ولا ينافي ذلك أن تكون كلمة الله هي العليا بل ذلك من إعلاء كلمة الله وأقرهم الله على ذلك. And الأمير الصنعاني says all of these hadith we take them as أدلة على جواز تشريك النية. They show that it is okay for a person to have the intention of getting the dunya as long as the main intention is iman. Yeah, this one have no compromise. We cannot compromise this. The main intention has to be iman, and the main intention has to be ila'u kalimatillahi azza wa jal. Okay, if this is what took a person out of his house, but then at the same time also he has the intention of getting some of the dunya, then it is fine. So he said all of these hadith are confirming that statement that says it is okay to have some tashriq between the intention of ila kalimatillah and also getting some of the dunya. And he says sometimes the imam might just ask people to go out linahbi amwali al-mushriki, just to go and get the money of those guys, like what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. He told them, let's go and get some part of what they took from us in Makkah. That's what provoked the Battle of Badr. They did not go for fighting. They went out to the Quraysh. The way they took almost everything from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his companions. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is our opportunity. Since Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, أُذِينَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى نَصْرِهِمْ لَقَدِيرٌ. So the permission for them to fight is given. Yeah, so the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them, let's start with this. So go and get some part of what they took from us. So that's why they rushed, you know, they were not prepared correctly, you know. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them, let's just go. So you can see they did not go to fight. They go to get the Amwal al-Mushrikeen, because that was Zaid, the caravan of the Quraysh they are coming from Sham, back to Medina with all of their tijara. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to take it, but unfortunately they missed them. So he says this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. He says wahada la yunafi an takuna kalimatullahi al-ulya. This is not negating the intention of the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be on top of every word. Bal huwa min i'la'i kalimatillah. And in fact, it is part of the ila'u kalimatillah if they do it in the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it. وَأَقَرَّهُمُ اللَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ بَلْ قَالَ وَتَوَدُّونَ أَنَّ غَيْرَ ذَاتِ الشَّوْكَةِ تَكُونُ لَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, supported them in that and accepted what they did. He says, and you guys used to love, and you, at that time you love غَيْرَ ذَاتِ الشَّوْكَةِ, you know, not the battle to happen, the other one, just to get the aid of Quraysh and come back without any fight. وَلَمْ يَذُمَّهُمْ بذلك ما أن في هذا الإخبار إخبار لهم بمحبتهم للمال دون القتال. Allah did not blame them in that. You know, even though if you look at it, in the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it, He is informing them that you guys have love of wealth in your heart. But still He did not blame them for that. You know, the one that is blameworthy is the one that you let the dunya, you know, take you away from the real purpose. Like what? The battle of Uhud. Yeah, because this one, they went down because of what? The dunya. The command said, nobody should go down unless if I permit him to go down. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even if you see us being snatched by birds, even if you see us being cut into pieces by the kuffar and the enemies, he said, do not leave your position until I sent you somebody who told you to come down. And subhanAllah, every hadith you check about this event, you see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being very clear, crystal clear, you know, in his word, do not come down. He said, whether we are victorious or we are losing, your job is to remain in your position. Do not come down until somebody comes and tell you that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is commanding you to come down. But subhanAllah, when they see the enemies are running away and they were chased by the Muslims, they said, oh, that means the battle is over. And if this is the case, then there is no point of us staying here. Abdullah ibn Jubayr hawala an yuqni'ahu, but they don't want to agree. So they left him with around 5 to 10 people, and Khalid bin Walid found it very easy job, you know. He went and killed all of those on the mountain and came down to the Muslims, and that tragedy took place. So Allah says, minkum man yurid ad-dunya wa minkum man yurid al-akhirah. Some of you love the dunya and some of you love the akhirah. Qala ولم يذمهم بذلك ما أن في هذا الإخبار إخبارا لهم بمحبتهم للمال دون القتال فإيلاء كلمة الله يدخل فيه إخافة المشركين وأخذ أموالهم وقطع أشجارهم ونحوه وأما حديث أبي هريرة عند أبي داود أن رجلا قال يا رسول الله رجل يريد الجهاد في سبيل الله وهو يبتغي عرضا من الدنيا فقال لا أجر له فأعادها ثلاثا كل ذلك يقول لا أجر له فكأنه فهم صلى الله عليه وسلم أن الحامل هو الغرض من الدنيا فأجابه بما أجاب. So that previous hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said لا أجر له, Al-Amir al-Sana'ani said, it looks like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam understood from this person that nothing took him out of his house except the dunya, not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إلا أنه قد كان تشريك الجهاد يبطل الغنيمة أمرا معروفا في الصحابة. He said, except that it is a fact also that looking for the ghanima only, according to the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is destroying the jihad. فإنه أخرج الحاكم والبيهقي بإسناد صحيح أن عبد الله بن جحش يوم أحد قال اللهم ارزقني رجلا شديدا أقاتله يقاتلني ثم ارزقني عليه الصبر حتى أقتله وأخذ سلبه. فهذا يدل على أن فهذا يدل على أن طلب الغرض من الدنيا مع الجهاد كان أمرا معروفا جوازه للصحابة فيدعون الله بنيله. Okay, that one we read it in the wrong way. قال إلا أنه قد كان تشريك الجهاد بطلبه الغنيمة ليس يبطل الغنيمة بطلبه الغنيمة أمر معروف في أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الصحابة. You know, combining the intention of the ghanima and also jihad used to be known to the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also they used to see it as something which is tolerated, is okay, as long as the main purpose is jihad, it doesn't affect the intention. Like what Abdullah bin Jahash said in the battle of Uhud, ya Allah, bless me with a person that I will meet who is so strong, you know, that I will fight him and he will fight me, and then ya Allah, grant me patience. He was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him patience on that person until the time he kills him and he takes his salam. So you see, he says, patience until the time I fight and I win against him and I take the salam. So that means they used to recognize this tashriku al-jihad bi al-ghanima. فهذا يدل على أن طلب الغرض من الدنيا مع الجهاد كان أمرا معلوما جوازه للصحابة فيدعون الله بنيله. So it looks like this is known to the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why they even ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them something like that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us good and tawfiq and be with us wherever we are. So we stop here, inshallah. We continue next week if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wish. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yes, Ustaz. Yes, Ustaz, I have a question.
Okay.
Regarding the masahib we have today, all of them are Rasm Uthmani, right? When somebody says, is this Musaf Rasm Uthmani, what does it mean? They're all Rasm Uthmani.
Yeah,
everything we have now is Rasm Uthmani.
Yeah, that's what except they try to.
Except maybe if we have a manuscript, that one we can doubt.
Yeah.
Is it Rasm Uthmani or not?
But, yeah.
But the ones which are printed, which we have, even Warsh or Qalun or Azraq or Nafia,
So that we will not disturb people and they will not disturb us. Because Rasm al-Usman